CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 13th of March, 2022. Here are the main headlines. St Patrick's Day stations on the air. Read about WRC23, looking ahead to International Marconi Day. St Patrick's Day stations will be running from midday on the 16th of March to midday on the 18th of March. For further information and to register as a participating station, go to stpatricksaward.com. The International Telecommunications Union, ITU, has released its World Radio Conference 23 booklet. It provides easy access to the WRC 23 agenda and pertinent resolutions. It can be freely downloaded in all six languages of the ITU via the IARU Region 1 website at iaru-r1.org. The Cornish Radio Amateur Club will be running this year's International Marconi Day on the 23rd of April. Anyone wishing to register as an official station should please email crac.imd@gmail.com. The QSO Today Virtual Ham Expo takes place this weekend. Saturday's lectures start at 1600 and Sunday's at 1500 UTC. The Expo platform will remain open until the 10th of April for viewing presentations on demand. Go to qsotodayhamexpo.com for more information. GB3YA in Cwmbran is now operational on 145.7125 megs with input 600 kHz lower at 145.1125 MHz. Initial tests show that stations as far away as Bath and Newbury are able to use the repeater. The repeater keeper says, please all feel free to use it. Now for details of rallies and events. Today the 13th, the Hamzilla Radio Fest takes place at the Discovery Science Park, Gateway House, Ramsgate Road, Sandwich in Kent, CT139FF. Those who bought tickets and tables for 2021 will have had their bookings carried forward to Hamzilla 2022. Tickets from £3 and tables from 12, more at hamzilla.uk. The Kellington ARS Rally takes place on the 27th of March. It'll be held in the Town Hall at Kellington in Cornwall. Please send your rally and event news as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We'll publicise your event free in Radcom on GB2RS and online. Now for DX News. Paul G8AFC will be operational from Peribir on the north coast of Mauritius Island as 3 Bravo 8 Hotel Echo until April. He will principally use SSB on the 714 and, when propagation permits, on the 28 and 50 megs bands. Operation will be mostly during the daytime as propagation dictates and occasionally in the evenings. QSL details on qrz.com. Don K6ZO will be operating as D60AB. From the 16th to the 18th of March, from the Comoros Islands, QSL direct to his home call sign. DIA YI1DZ will be transmitting as Z81D from Juba in South Sudan until the 11th of September. Activity will be holiday style, QSL via OM3JW. Now special event news. On Tuesday and Wednesday, Hamwick Primary School will be operating GB4HJS for Science Week. On Thursday and Friday, St Andrews Primary School, also in Sunderland, will be operating GB2SPS for Science Week, both stations operating using data modes on HF, as well as using the VHF and UHF bands. More on both of these special event stations from ENG7MFN by email to g7mfn@hotmail.co.uk. Two special event stations, GB1900HA and GB1900HW, will run throughout the year to commemorate the 1900 years since the building of Hadrian's Wall. Austin M0MNE in South Shields and Roy M0TKF in Hexham will be operating the stations from near Hadrian's Wall and will be active on the HF and VHF bands in voice, CW and digital. QSL via Logbook of the World and Club Logs OQRS. See QRZ.com for more information. Now, the contest news: when operating in any contest, please keep yourself and fellow amateurs safe by following all relative pandemic-related government rules. For RSGB contests until further notice, all logs received from stations located in the Russian Federation or Belarus will be treated as check logs. The second 70 megs cumulative contest takes place from 1000 to 1200 today, the 13th using all modes, the exchanger signal report serial number and locator. The RSGB Commonwealth contest ends its 24-hour run at 1000 UTC today, the 13th. This one is the longest. This is one of the longest running contests in the HF contesting world. It's CW only, 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, the exchanger signal report and serial number. The 1.3 gigs UK activity contest takes place on Tuesday from 2000 to 2230 UTC using all modes, the exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the CW leg of the 80-metre club championships takes place between 2000 and 2130 UTC, the exchanger signal report and serial number. Also on Wednesday, the 1296 megs FT8 activity contest runs between 1700 and 2100 UTC, the exchanger's call sign and your four-character Maidenhead locator. Thursday sees the all-mode 70 megs UK activity contest takes place between 2000 and 2230 UTC, the exchanger signal report serial number and locator, and next weekend the Bartag HF RITI contest takes place from 0200 UTC on the 19th to 0159 UTC on the 21st, using the 80, 40, 2015 and 10 metre bands. Where contests are permitted, the exchanger serial number and time in UTC. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. We may not have had a large number of sunspots this week, they write, but at least the sun was consistent. We started the week last Sunday with a sunspot number of 116 and by Thursday it was still at 115. This sounds worse than it actually was, as there were six sunspot groups active on Thursday, including newly assigned active region 2965, which is coming into view off the East Limb. As we predicted, last weekend was characterised by unsettled geomagnetic conditions with a maximum KP index of 5 across Saturday and Sunday. This affected HF a little, but there were still some good UK scores put in for the ARRLDX International SSB contest, with Andy M0NKR making 812 contacts in just 7 hours on 40, 20 and 15 metres. He also reports working many USA West Coast stations on 15, which appeared to be the money band. NOAA predicts that next week we'll have a decline in solar activity with a predicted solar flux index of 110, falling to 100 by the end of the week. From a geomagnetic point of view, it may be a repeat of last weekend. NOAA says that it predicts a maximum KP index of 4 this weekend, then we may have quieter conditions next week. But then it predicts an elevated KP index the following weekend, 19th to the 21st, of up to 4 again. Finally, don't forget we have the Commonwealth contest this weekend, which is a great opportunity to work some choice DX with no competition from non-Commonwealth entities, and this doesn't happen very often. VHF and up. This first weekend sees a continuation of the unsettled weather type, especially in western areas, but there is a large area of high pressure just out of reach over central Europe. This looks as though it could edge towards the eastern side of the UK as we move into the new week and may give some tropo to the east into Baltic regions. The problem is that there's a chance of some much colder air moving in from the east, with a chance of some wintry showers. Although the main feature is likely to be the strength of the winds, bitter cold is not really conducive to good tropo. The other modes can still play a role, so check the solar data for high K indices, indicating a chance of aurora, as well as the usual early morning random meteor scatter. Perhaps start to dust down your techniques for sporadiki as we head into the second half of the month. We're not there yet, but maybe it's worth the occasional look at 10 metres. The moon's declination is positive until next Saturday, and path losses are falling with perigee still more than a week away. 144 megs sky noise is low all week, creeping to just over 300 Kelvin this weekend. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. That's all from me likewise until next week.